till the day that you call me yours. They say when you know, you know, and I know one thing's for sure. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you.
Radio 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. More bloodshed in the ongoing war in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas.
A devastating Israeli airstrike on the largest refugee camp in Gaza. The health ministry that's run by Hamas says at least 52 people killed. Residents pulling out survivors, some children coated in dust and debris. Shell-shocked residents looking on in horror, overcome with anguish. This man claiming the body of a child is inside the bag he's holding.
ABC's Ian Panel. In New York City, Donald Trump Jr. is expected on the stand in the $250 million fraud trial of his father, former President Trump, and whether he illegally inflated his assets. There's also an ongoing trial in Colorado aimed at keeping Trump off the ballot in 2024, citing the 14th Amendment that disqualifies someone who engages in an insurrection. This is ABC News. Hitting the picket lines today, teachers in Oregon's biggest district.
Teachers in Portland set to walk off the job Wednesday as the district and teachers union have been unable to reach a deal on a labor contract following months of negotiations. Dr. Renard Adams, a negotiator on behalf of the school district, says,
"We have already offered a cost of living increase that is more than our increase in revenue. We know the union's bargaining team believes that is insufficient, but we cannot responsibly accept their proposed 23% increase."
A strike of this magnitude never seen before in Oregon. The strike will affect Portland Public Schools' 45,000 students. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
As we all work through our leftover Halloween candy, Thanksgiving is just a few weeks away, and the folks at Wells Fargo say,
"Things are going to be a little bit more expensive this year than last year. So turkey's kind of the exception to the rule this year that is actually cheaper than a year ago."
Dr. Michael Swanson, chief agricultural economist at the Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Who is a BEX player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, it's been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
BEX is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla deal. That's right, holla deal. Staples holla deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $300 on select PCs. During Staples holla deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $300 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 11-11 in-store only. See associate for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Governor Tony Evers has filed a lawsuit against Republican legislators.
The Democratic governor said lawmakers have blocked basic government functions through what he calls legislative vetoes, most recently when a committee blocked approved pay raises for universities of Wisconsin employees.
35,000 Wisconsinites that are working their tails off every day have a 4% increase in pay, and one person or the Republican Party in the legislature decides Well, there, we're not going to do that.
Evers is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which now has a liberal majority, to rule on the suit, bypassing lower courts. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The two suspects in the brutal murder of a Milwaukee child made their first appearances in court Tuesday.
Milwaukee police say both 27-year-old David Pietra and an unnamed 15-year-old boy confessed to the murder of 5-year-old Prince McCree. The two appeared separately in both adult and children's court. Police accused the pair of beating McCree to death, trying to cover up the murder, and then dumping the child's body into a dumpster. McCree's father had to be escorted from the court at Pietra's hearing after an outburst. Both suspects are being held on $500,000 cash bonds. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Bed bugs on city buses in Madison.
Madison Metro officials say they visually verified 2 bed bugs on 2 separate days while mechanics were working on a bus in late September and again a month later. Metro officials stress they responded immediately each time and the 2 buses were quarantined and treated. A bed bug sniffing dog also made several hits at the Metro Transit building on the Near East Side. The dog will make a follow-up visit in the next couple weeks. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to new lives full of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but with God's help, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe, or joining Mercy Ships to bring life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
A train derailment Tuesday afternoon in Janesville. That derailment brought traffic to a standstill around the Five Points intersection of the city near the Rock River. Janesville officials say the cars that overturned were carrying grain. There was no risk to the public. Police reported no injuries. Authorities believe the derailment was an accident. Nothing suspicious is suspected. Rail company is still determining what caused that derailment. And it was a trick for some and a treat for others. Snow on Halloween. A band of snow moving down from Minnesota Tuesday morning led to record snowfalls for the date for Wausau, Eau Claire, and Appleton. Southeast Wisconsin also got heavier snow Tuesday afternoon due to the lake effect. Snow into Halloween evening led several communities, including Sheboygan, to move trick-or-treating activities from Tuesday to today. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Larry Lawrence Smart, age 75, Park Falls, died Sunday, October 22nd at Park Manor Nursing Home. He is survived by his long-term girlfriend, Beverly Jamison of Wausau. Survived also by his daughter, Stacy Chevalik of Moqua. Survived also by 3 grandchildren, by 2 great-grandchildren. Further survived by 5 siblings, Daryl Jean Smart of Glidden, by Robert Smart of Chippewa Falls, by Raymond Smart of Butternut, Kenneth Smart of Florida, and by Nancy Bledsoe of Orange Park, Florida, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service held 11 a.m. Saturday, November 4th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John A. Dietz will officiate. Visitation to be held Saturday, November 4th at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Larry Lawrence Smart, 75, Park Falls. Bonnie Gay Heisler peacefully passed away at the age of 85 in Marshfield, Wisconsin. She is survived by her husband, Richard, by her 3 daughters, Pamela B. Heisler of Phillips, by Teresa R. Staples of Phillips, and by Roxanne M. Horky of South Dakota. Survived also by her son, Fred Heisler of Phillips, and by Bonnie's sister, Phyllis Peters. Further survived by grandchildren, by many great-grandchildren, and many great-great-grandchildren. Memorial service held at 3 p.m. Saturday, November 4th, at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home in Phillips, with Pastor Dean Arbs of St. John's Lutheran Church officiating. Visitation held 1 p.m. and continuing until the time of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Bonnie Gay Heisler, age 85. Frank Lewis Sella Sr., age 90, of Butternut, passed away on Thursday, October 26th. He is survived by his two sons, Frank Sella Jr. of Park Falls and David Sella of Yorkville, Illinois. Survived also by three grandchildren, by six great-grandchildren, along with many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Friday, November 3rd, at 11 a.m., Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Visitation held at the funeral home on Friday from 10 a.m. till the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Frank Lewis Sella Sr., age 90, Butternut. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures working up to 34 degrees for today under partly sunny skies. Lower winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper teens. For Thursday, more in the way of sunshine making a return with upper 30s for high temperatures. For Friday, continuing to moderate back up to a high of 43 with partly sunny skies. Saturday, a slight chance for a spotty rain shower in the afternoon with lower 40s for highs. And for Sunday, can't rule out a chance for rain, 41.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 14 degrees.
Kyle Repair, your Ponzi parts and service dealer in Park Falls, invites you in for the open house Friday, November 3rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lunch will be served from 11 to 1, and there's some awesome door prize giveaways like a $500 fuel card, a Ponzi hatchet, and a Ponzi scale toy model. Kyle Repair is also offering parts specials. You'll get 10% off during this special open house event. You do need to be present to receive all the Ponzi Parts special offers. Kyle Repair, located at 1000 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers are on the verge of their first World Series championship.
The Rangers erupted for 10 runs in the second and third innings en route to an 11-7 victory over the Diamondbacks. Marcus Semien drove in 5 runs with a homer and triple. Corey Seager pounded his 6th round tripper of the playoffs, and Semien says it was a good overall victory as they now have a 3-game-to-1 lead in the series.
To put up 5 runs in the second inning, those are few and far between. We get 2 out RBIs. You know, I got one yesterday. I was able to get 2 today.
Andrew Haney got the win for the Rangers. The D-backs attempted a late comeback led by Lourdes Gurriel's 3-run homer in the 8th inning, but it fell short. George Tanner, Phoenix.
Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, and Florida State sit atop the season's first college football playoff rankings, with unbeaten Washington and Oregon next. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers fall to 0-3 at home.
The Cavaliers are 0-3 since winning their season opener, falling to the Knicks 109-91 at home. Julius Randle had 19 points and 10 rebounds for the Knicks, who didn't trail over the final three quarters. Jalen Brunson also scored 19 points, and Emmanuel quickly added 18 as the Knicks won the first half of a home-and-home series. Donovan Mitchell scored 26 points in 29 minutes, the only Cavalier to provide more than 11. Cleveland played without Darius Garland, Jared Allen, Caris LeVert, and Ty Jerome due to injuries. I'm Dave Ferry.
Two other finals last night had San Antonio edging Phoenix 115-114, while the LA Clippers downed Orlando 118-102. In the NHL, just 2 games last night had Los Angeles defeating Toronto 4-1, while Vancouver eased by Nashville 5-2. This is SRN Sports.
The Texas Rangers are 1 win away from claiming their first World Series title in franchise history. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Texas held off Arizona 11-7 last night to win Game 4 and go up 3-1 in the series. Corey Seager's 2-run homer and Marcus Semien's 3-run blast helped the Rangers jump out to a 10-0 lead. Game 5 is tonight in Phoenix. Brewer skipper Craig Counsell officially a free agent this morning. He's already met with the New York Mets and the Cleveland Guardians. Houston reportedly would like to have a conversation with Counsell, and the Brewers have already let their former boss know that they would love to have him back in Milwaukee. Packers sent Rasul Douglas and a 5th-round pick to Buffalo for a 3rd-round selection in next year's draft. Douglas recently voiced his frustrations with the Packers after their recent loss to the Vikings. He has 1 interception and 6 passes defended through 7 games this season. The Packers are back to work today, getting ready for Sunday's noon kick against the Rams. The team's youth has led to a lot of mistakes, but Packers coach Matt LaFleur said he has not discussed youth with his players.
It's our circumstance. It is what it is, and the expectation is whoever's wearing that G on the side of their helmet that's out on the field is that we go execute at a championship level, and we're not there.
Football Badgers gearing up for their next Big Ten matchup at Indiana Saturday. With 4 games left, Coach Luke Fickell said some of the team's young players could start to see greater opportunities.
Yeah, there's potential for a lot of guys to get on the field in these final 4 games. There's a potential for a lot of young guys to get on the field in these final 4 games, even those guys that haven't played at all, with the rule of, you know, allowing young guys that they got 4 games. So there could be some situations where we start to throw some guys in, maybe special teams, or even, you know, in where we are with injuries, can see some younger guys getting some greater opportunities.
NBA, Bucks in Toronto. They'll face the Raptors tonight. Milwaukee off to a 2-1 start. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I moved to Los Angeles, so I bought a condo, a little condo. Now I have to go shopping for the condo. I'm not a good shopper. and I just started shopping randomly, and I knew the first thing I bought was going to be ugly. I didn't want any trouble. I went in and bought a toaster, and the lady said, could I have your name and address? No. I have this money, and I'm taking this toaster now. You don't need my name and address. I'm not adopting it. I'm purchasing it. I might throw it off a building after I leave here. She asked me, she said, would you like to buy the warranty? For the toaster? No, I think I'm going to absorb the risk on this one. I'm not a gambler, but I'm feeling lucky today.
Don't feel like going into work today? Of course you don't. And since this is the first work day after Halloween, you have the perfect excuse to stay home.
Yes?
Hi, boss. This is Perkins. I ate too much Halloween candy, especially the Skittles. If I come in, I will barf the rainbow.
Ew. Then stay home. Yes?
Mr. Tingle, I'm Brad Tepper's wife. Brad says he can't come in because he ate some of those taffy things wrapped in black and orange wax paper. And now his jaw is permanently stuck shut.
Oh, for the love of... hold on. Yes?
Harris here, sir, and I've been selected by the government for nationally sensitive research in determining precisely how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
So use this after Halloween opportunity to get out of work so you can stay home and do important things, like go through your kids' candy for the good stuff.
Turn that bottle up.
If you like songs about dive bars, good friends, and big trucks, you found the right station.
98Q Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, and damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Between a rock and a hard place. For the record, yeah, throwing in the towel takes some effort. So I'd rather ride it out for better weather. Together, between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears roll.
air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
QCountry.com.
Stops at the fence. but we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Thomas Rhett there at 98Q Country with T-shirt at 7:36. Joel here. Austin is here. We are ready for the month of November. Let me be the first to say, Austin, let me be the first to say happy holidays. That's right.
Yeah! I would walk out that door, Joel.
As a retail employee, I am not pleased that Mariah Carey is defrosting.
Mariah Carey? Oh, like Christmas songs, you mean?
Yep.
Oh, she's defrosting.
The most overplayed. Actually, she made a post today, and
Mariah Carey did.
It was just a video of her breaking out of a block of ice, saying, "It's time."
It's time. Yes.
And as a retail employee, I am scared.
She's good at it, though. She's a good Christmas song singer.
To be fair, it's not a bad song.
Yeah,
the one that everybody thinks of when they think of her.
And there's all. I mean, there's other.
Yeah.
She's done a lot of different Christmas, and it's amazing the amount of revenue that artists make off of Christmas songs is crazy.
Yeah, it's incredible. Crazy.
And that's why whenever someone becomes popular, all of a sudden there's a Christmas drop of songs. There used to be CDs or albums, and you're like, oh, really? Everybody does that? Well, there's a reason why they do it, because it's very profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Very profitable, the Christmas CDs.
It's funny, though, seeing some artists drop a Christmas song, and you'd look at it, and it's like, that doesn't seem on brand for them. And then you listen to it and you realize, oh, no, it absolutely is.
I don't think they're putting a lot into it. They show up in the, I mean, most of them know the words to them already, unless, yeah, unless they wrote one. So they show up and they're like, all right, let's just, let's do, you know, whatever, Silent Night or whatever, just knock it out. Here's the orchestra, knock it out.
Yep.
What is one Christmas song that if you never heard it again, you'd be all right with it?
To be fair, I don't listen to a lot of Christmas music.
Yeah.
So it'd be a bit hard to decide on that.
I'm forced to because I work here, of course. We promise not to play a Christmas song intentionally until the day after Thanksgiving. Not saying that something might not slip.
That's appreciated
in.
Because you might have half the staff walk out the door if we
yeah,
do.
Yeah. There's some stations in big markets there. They'll start today playing all Christmas music. They'll just flip it over to entire Christmas music.
And but watch as the listener count drops.
But if there's one song that if I never heard again, I'm kind of burnt out on Baby It's Cold Outside.
I actually haven't heard that one too often.
There's a couple of renditions of it that are all right, but there's too many renditions of Baby It's Cold Outside. It's just like, you should have just stayed outside. It's not very good. It's not very good. So we'll wait till the day after Thanksgiving to play any Christmas music here on 98Q. Halloween was, I think, rather light for a lot of people as far as trick-or-treaters because it was cold. It was cold.
Well, to be fair, we went. My house went through a bowl of candy.
You did? Mm.
But I also bought less than we normally do because I knew there wouldn't be that many people.
Yeah, we live on a street where there's a few houses around us that are not a few, but there's two houses across the street from us that are unoccupied. There's nobody there. So, and it's a little bit of a walk between us and the other houses. So when you're logistically laying out your trick-or-treating map, you're thinking, how many houses can I hit in the least amount of time? And for the most part, a lot of that is over on 1st, 2nd, 3rd over there, the west side of Highway 13. I think I got that right. You know, back by the fire hall. Those, a lot of houses close together. Where I live, it's just, it's kind of stretched out. Where we go north to south, and the street is north to south, and it's just, it's a lot of walking to get to one house.
Although, I have seen some parents that just drive their kids around.
Yeah, that most of our, I don't think, we only had like 10 trick-or-treaters. We normally have like 30 or 40. I don't think there was anybody walking. I think everybody was in a, it was in a vehicle.
Which makes sense, considering it was snowing.
Yeah, it was kind of cold and snowy, I understand that. But back in the old days... you know, just drop them off at one end of the town, and all right, 2 hours later, we'll pick you up at the other end of town. We'll just
back
see you.
In the old days, we let them freeze like real strong people.
Well, there's not the pressure on kids anymore. Halloween itself is not the be all and end all. We've got the trunk or treat, and we've got the local organizations that do Halloween parties the weekend before. So by the time Halloween day rolled around yesterday, most kids had a pretty good stash going already. Of candy. And they didn't feel the...
fair, you walk into any store, you can just buy your own candy these days.
Yeah. Well, you can buy your own candy. It's everywhere. They're just free candy everywhere. We're very spoiled as Americans.
Extremely.
To excess. It's just crazy. I mean, how many houses right now have at least 40 to 50 bite-sized pieces of chocolate sitting in their house right now? Just waiting.
I mean, it's way more likely today, the day after Halloween.
Yeah. I think people have a lot of leftover stuff, so... So that's done. November, by the way, November 1st kicks off National Diabetes Awareness Month. Is there any more appropriate day than the day after Halloween to do national, because none of us are more aware of it than we are right now. Just like, well, if I guess I am, I'm in trouble. So we kick off National Diabetes Awareness Month. A lot of people struggle. We don't want to make light of that, but it is kind of appropriate that the day after Halloween, we announce National Diabetes Month. So with Halloween now over, it's time to start thinking about Thanksgiving, right? Thanksgiving. So now's the time to start thinking about what controversial topic you'll bring up at the Thanksgiving table for your uncle to talk about. There you go.
It's probably going to be politics.
Just drop the Trump word. That'll work. That'll do it for you. A lot of leftover candy, like we said. So we're going to be posting recipes on our website, 98qcountry.com. So see, we've got a recipe for leftover chocolate Snicker omelets, Skittles salads, and Butterfinger casserole. We're going to be putting recipes on there, so you can use up all that leftover chocolate. Austin's looking at me like, it doesn't even sound. You just
that
made chocolate.
That sounds nauseating.
You just made chocolate a bad thing.
That just sounds really nauseating.
You imagine like a good noodle goulash hot dish with an occasional Butterfinger in the middle of it. Just like,
it adds texture.
It adds grossness. It would be just weird. That would be a bad taste.
Guys, I have tuna casserole with Butterfingers.
Skittle salad. It would be just a game of find the Skittles at the bottom of the
it
bowl.
It would be.
And then the rest of the salad would just go bad. So America is ready to move into the holidays here, 2023.
That's arguable. Yeah. I don't think a lot of us are ready for this.
I guess. We're never really ready, I guess, right?
Well, to be fair, though, this year has gone by really fast.
It has. 2023 has gone by really quick. It is time to start kind of laying out the plan, though. If you have someone in your life, a parent, a grandparent, or a sibling that you typically would buy a present for, it's time to start thinking about it just a little bit.
True. It's good to plan this stuff ahead rather than scramble the day before.
Maybe drop hints here or there. Maybe make yourself aware if that a person is dropping a hint.
Or just do what most people do. Just give them cash and say, buy your own gift.
Give them a gift certificate. That always works. Try to shop local first. We got a lot of great businesses here, great restaurants. Gift certificates to a restaurant. You can never go wrong with that, really.
And remember, we have the shopping show for certificates.
Oh, we have the shopping show. Because when you give a gift certificate for a local restaurant, then that gift continues to give until they use it. It might last a month. They might wait and use it like a month down the road. So gift certificates are always awesome here for our local businesses. We're going to talk a little veterans. Joe Osvarek is going to come in later this morning about 9. We have a special Veterans Day event coming up. Here at the Legion. So he'll talk with us about 9 o'clock. We're going to hit Ileana here to talk about Phillips activities. And we're gearing up for Prentice Tournament Volleyball. Friday morning at 9 o'clock, Jeff and Scott will be over in Green Bay. They'll be courtside at the Resch Center. Breakfast with the boys at 9 o'clock on Friday morning. State Tournament Volleyball action. And should they win that on Friday, they would play right away again on Saturday at 9 for the state championship. Pretty cool. It's hard to make it to the state tournament.
It is. So absolutely good for them.
Yeah, so we're excited. We'll have a little pregame interview on Friday morning with Coach Mike Murphy. And I know these games are streamed online at a couple of different sources, but tune in your local radio, and you can watch it on the video and tune in to your local guys, Jeff and Scott, Prentice guys. You don't get much more Prentice than Hakenin and Heckman, I tell you that much right now. So I know they're involved with Phillips and Prentice, but there's a good link there, so they know them all, so it'll be fun to listen to our local guys bring you the contest.
Well, and they're just fun guys in general.
Yep, they're fun to listen to. They'll have a good time, and we'll have it for you Friday morning right here. And plus, they'll have gotten up at like 5, 4:35 in the morning, so they'll be all jacked up on coffee and stuff. It'll be highly entertaining on Friday morning.
Something tells me neither one of them needs a Red Bull in their system.
That's going to be – we're looking forward to bringing that to you Friday. And then we've got Packer Football Sunday. That is a noon kickoff, and that'll be right here on 98Q. All right. You got some work to do, I guess. You're leaving us for like a week or so, aren't you? You're going to fly around.
I'm out of here for 10 days.
You're driving to you're flying to Colorado, and then you're driving to Florida. Is that right?
Yep.
And then you're flying home from Florida.
Correct.
Just that's a whirlwind. That's almost like a full – that's almost as full circle as you can get.
I know. I've traveled more in the past, this past year than I have ever in my entire life.
All right. What do you think of airline flights?
They're okay.
It's kind of cool.
It depends. It's a very individual kind of a thing because it depends on what flight you happen to be on.
Yeah.
And just do not fly Spirit Airlines, though.
Right.
I never have, and I refuse to.
We thank you, Spirit, for your sponsorship of the morning show. Spirit is cheap. Well, you got to watch the baggage fees. But they are. You can get some pretty cheap flights, but it's lower. It's
true.
Lower.
But I don't think you can beat the Sun Country price.
Sun Country is pretty. If you shop, if you got time and shop around, you usually can find a pretty.
I mean, Orlando to Minneapolis for $88. You can't beat the Sun Country price.
Orlando to Minneapolis, $88 coming back one way.
At that price, like I told you earlier, I expected them to strap me to the wing and say good luck.
Yeah. The quality of an airline flight, I think, is about 90% dependent on who's around you.
True. Very true. If you have horrible people next to you, then it's not going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Or if you just have babies.
It can be tough. And we know kids have to fly too. But when you're flying, and it's all right. Even a kid that makes noise and stuff is fine. But the kid that kicks the back of your seat, that's always fun.
Well, that makes you wish that you had a reclinable seat so you could just slam it backwards.
I'm always reluctant to recline my seat on a plane because I think that I'm scrunching. See, I'm a tall guy. I'm 6'4". So the last thing I want to do is scrunch the person's legs behind me.
Well, yeah, I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable. It's already uncomfortable enough being up in the petri dish in the sky.
Yeah, so usually I'm not a seat leaner back guy just because of that. Because I know when the person in front of me leans back their seat, I kind of think to myself, well, there's an inch less of room.
But when the seats are already so cramped.
They are. They are pretty cramped.
Unless you pay extra for stretch seating.
I flew first class once because I was upgraded. I didn't pay for it, but I was upgraded. And that was nice. Mm. It was just the leg room for a tall guy like me was wonderful.
Unfortunately, it costs you an arm and a leg to get first class normally.
It does. It does. But for me, just the leg room alone, I try to put on headphones and I just try to zone out the world and just tell myself, here's what I tell myself. If the flight is like 2 or 3 hours, I think to myself, all right, this is the length of a good movie. This flight is just the length of a good movie, and I'm just going to put on some headphones, and I'm just going
to
close my eyes.
Even the length of a B-tier movie. It's just something to distract you from everybody around you.
Yeah, because you get an airline flight past 2 or 3 hours, and that's a test.
That's a good chance for a nap, but napping on a plane would make me nervous because of everybody around me.
Yeah, my brother has flown to India several times because I have two nieces who were adopted from India. Mm. So they've flown several times, and that's... I want to say a 20-hour, 18 or 20 hours. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of time in the air. Not sure I could do that. Although international flights are a little more spacious.
True. They usually try to accommodate you better. And to the person calling us, call again after the break, please.
Yeah. So good luck on your flight to Colorado tomorrow, right?
Oh, it's actually the third that I leave, but I'm going to Minneapolis tomorrow.
We will look forward to, again, tales of fame, glory, and fortune on your return.
Right. Send you pictures of Florida to make you jealous.
Or bring us a piece of taffy, something. All right.
Ugh, I think we're lost again.
Wait, what does that sign over there say?
Caution, wildlife crossing?
No, next to it.
If you're a 6 year older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Ouch, I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
What if your life story was a new podcast series? Would it be a comedy? An action-packed thrill ride? No matter what genre, State Farm is there for your what-ifs. Which means they help keep your life story from becoming a mystery. Because when you've got questions like, what if my policy doesn't cover this? They've got answers. You can file a claim on the State Farm mobile app or simply call your agent. It's how insurance plays a supporting role, no matter your story. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether we're digging a neighbor out of the snow or cooking up a weekend block party, nobody knows our communities better than us. But for the last 12 years, some politicians have carved up our neighborhoods into voting districts that serve their political interests instead of our needs. Now, they want to ram another power-grabbing bill through the legislature so they can control whose vote counts. When it comes to our districts, we draw the line. By joining together in favor of true, fair districting, we can ensure our communities thrive. Call your state senator today to tell them that the legislature should not be allowed to manipulate our district lines, period.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures working up to 34 degrees for today under partly sunny skies. Lower winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper teens. For Thursday, more in the way of sunshine making a return with upper 30s for high temperatures. For Friday, continuing to moderate back up to a high of 43 with partly sunny skies. Saturday, a slight chance for a spotty rain shower in the afternoon with lower 40s for highs. And for Sunday, can't rule out a chance for rain, 41. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 15.
Some wind up in the Hall of Fame, some go down in the blaze of glory, some people never ever make a name, but change the game in someone's story. I'm still trying to leave my mark with a simple song and an old guitar.
Drinking. 10 toes, tickling the